Isaiah Reed from Washington County founded the Iowa Holiness Association and has been referred to as an Abraham of the Holiness Movement. Reed died unexpectedly on October 3, 1911, and in 1912, the Iowa Holiness Association raised funds to erect a suitable tombstone over his cemetery plot in Nevada, Iowa.
I was never a stranger to the religious life, as I was born into a family of strict Scottish Covenanters. In April of 1836, my parents, Thomas and Jemima Reed, welcomed me into the world, and our family lived in Walnut Ridge, Indiana, near Salem, for the next 14 years. Then, in 1850, my parents made the decision to move our family to a new homestead in northern Des Moines County, Iowa. When I was young, I wanted to pursue a career in woodworking, but these aspirations never came to fruition during my lifetime. Instead, I enrolled in Yellow Springs College in Kossuth, Iowa in 1855. In the following year, I found salvation in Jesus Christ and decided to become a minister. In 1860, at the age of 24, I married my sweetheart, Mary Ellen Braden, of Northfield, Iowa. The next year, I graduated from Yellow Springs College with a bachelor's degree. And then, from 1861 through 1864, I attended Auburn Theological Seminary in Auburn, New York, a Presbyterian seminary near Syracuse. I graduated with an A.M. in theology. Mary and I had two children during our marriage, the first of which was our son, born in 1865. Edwin James Gillett Reed took after me and also pursued the ministry. Our daughter, Minnie Eleanor, was born in 1868. In 1864, I received and accepted a call from a Presbyterian Prairie Mission Church in Nevada, Iowa, and was ordained to the Presbyterian Church by the Presbytery of Koch, Iowa, while many of my family was traveling to Nevada, Iowa. I served as the first minister of the Central Presbyterian Church in Nevada from 1864 through 1877. My ministry style completely changed in 1873 when I was first introduced to the teachings of Wesleyan Holiness at the June Cedar Rapids Camp Meeting of the National Camp Meeting Association for the Promotion of Holiness. My preaching style changed so drastically after this awakening that I was ousted from the Central Presbyterian Church. It was at this point that I began to earnestly write, and I produced booklets and pamphlets as well as books. A few of my book titles were Holiness Bible Readings, How They Grow, Wilda Weeks, and The Holy Way. In addition, I maintained The Highway Papers, a monthly holiness newspaper that I founded in 1875. In 1879, The Highway Papers became the regional weekly holiness paper called The Highway, published in Nevada, Iowa. It was that same year that I founded the Iowa Holiness Association. From 1879 through 1908, I served as the first and only president of the IHA, almost three entire decades. In 1890, The Highway combined with the Banner of Holiness to form Highway and Banner, and by 1893, I sold the operations to the Christian Witness and Advocate of Bible Holiness, making the periodical a truly national paper for the holiness movement. From that point, I served as the Western editor as a major contributor for the paper. In 1899, Mary and I moved to Dallas County, Iowa, and named our new home Sunnyside Place. It was from here that I authored my work, Sunnyside Papers, which draws Christian inspiration from nature. In 1905 and 1906, I served as professor in Iva May Durham Venard's Epworth Evangelistic Institute in St. Louis, Missouri, while also running the Holiness Correspondence School that I founded. In 1907, I became involved with the burgeoning Pentecostal Church of Nazarene, and for the next 2 years, I served as professor of Bible and theology, as well as vice president at Deeds Pacific Bible College, a Nazarene-related institution in Los Angeles, and I later served in a similar capacity with a smaller church-based school in Los Angeles. From 1910 through 1911, I served as president and professor at California Bible College in Los Angeles, and in September of 1911, I took up residence as professor of Bible and theology at Kansas Holiness Institute in Hutchinson, Kansas. However, in October of that year, at the age of 75, I unexpectedly became ill and left this life on earth to enter the house of my Lord.